The Segway Human Transporter was introduced last year as the next leap in transportation. Able to carry a single passenger at about 12 miles an hour, the Segway looks sort of like an old-style push lawnmower. But sales have been slow, and skeptics wonder whether they're seeing history in the making or an expensive boondoggle. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
An economic downturn is really not the best time to start selling an unusual self-balancing electric vehicle to businesses and local governments. Segway officials say sales have been predictably sluggish. But the main reason you probably haven't seen people riding on Segways yet is that the company is holding off selling to consumers while it lobbies all 50 states to allow them on public sidewalks.
How easy it is to maneuver.
At the State House in Boston, legislators on the Public Safety Committee recently got a hands-on Segway lesson. The way it works is you step onto a platform between the Segway's two big rubber wheels and hold onto the handlebars on a post in front of you. Underneath its simple exterior, 10 microprocessors and 5 gyroscopes work together to balance the Segway and keep it from tipping forward or back. The machine feels very solid under you, almost organic, and it senses when you shift your weight, as State Senator Steve Bador is learning.
All right, and to go forward, just lean forward slightly.
Oh, great.
And then to stop, just find your center of gravity again. And your left hand is steering.
Okay.
The harder you turn it, the faster you're going to go.
This is excellent.
Senator Bador took to the scooter very quickly and within minutes was riding through the marbled hallways of the State House, waving to passers-by.
How you doing?
In a kind of politician talent show moment, Bador actually manages to scoot over to a family with a 6-month-old baby visiting the State House and shake hands while still balancing on the Segway.
Hey, Scott, I think I can even shake this. How you doing?
Oh, there you go.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Keeping the balance, too. Where are you from?
From Georgia, originally.
Oh, really?
From Rome, Georgia.
The man behind the Segway is Dean Kamen. He's, by many accounts, a modern-day Thomas Edison kind of inventor who's designed everything from helicopters to the stent that's in Dick Cheney's heart. Kamen now runs a sprawling engineering complex in Manchester, New Hampshire, where he primarily designs medical devices. Much of the balancing technology for the Segway was actually developed in concert with a high-tech wheelchair. The wheelchair can climb curbs, stairs, and rise up on its two back wheels to let the rider move around at full standing height. Kamen has one of his engineers demonstrate.
And then if I just throw my weight back a little bit, it hops up on two wheels.
Wow, that's pretty nuts.
I'll raise the seat height up.
It seems to kind of defy common sense that the thing's standing up on two wheels like that, right?
It's constantly correcting to keep itself up, but I would almost define, quote, new technology as that which defies common sense.
Dean Kamen.
That uniquely human capability to stand up and balance and walk is extraordinarily difficult to do with machinery. And it requires hardware, software, sensors, systems that typically aren't integrated into a package of this size.
A wheelchair is one thing, but you might ask, why would people who can walk need a self-balancing Segway human transporter? Kamen answers that billions of people now live in congested, polluted cities, and they sure could use a quick, clean, and efficient way to get around.
Cars are great on the highways between the cities, going 60 miles an hour, carrying large groups of people. Just like airplanes are wonderful things to cross the continent with, but you leave your airplane at the airport.
Kamen envisions a future where large downtown areas are closed to automobile traffic and people walk or ride zero-emission electric-powered Segways on tree-lined pedestrian paths.
If we're successful, if enough of these become part of the infrastructure, what'll happen is people will start to take back this very, very core of their cities.
Kamen's raised tens of millions of dollars from prominent investors. Still, some skeptics think the Segway doesn't offer much more than, say, a bicycle or a moped or rollerblades. Others say Segways could easily end up like geodesic domes, which were ingenious but never caught on. University of Pennsylvania professor Witold Rybczynski writes about urban planning.
I think it's very simplistic to see it as, in fact, something that will change our cities, simply because the sorts of things that do change our cities are never predictable. You never see them coming.
Rybczynski points out that Henry Ford himself had no clue how much the car would change cities.
His idea was that the car would be a kind of all-terrain vehicle for farmers.
One of Kamen's primary investors says the Segway doesn't have to revolutionize cities. If it sells well in niche areas, like golf carts or ATVs do, he says he'll make good money. Back at the Public Safety Committee hearing in Boston, the city's Emergency Medical Services Technical Director, Lieutenant Mark Niebe, is testifying. He thinks for EMTs, the Segway is better than a bicycle. He's tested it, and he says it's more maneuverable on sidewalks, and its saddlebags carry upwards of 75 pounds of gear.
It allows us to circumvent traffic problems, arrive at the scene of an emergency rapidly, enter into a building, access an elevator with all of our equipment immediately to effect life-saving treatment. This is critically important to us.
Other agencies are figuring out whether the Segway is worth its $5,000 price tag. The post office is testing it for mail delivery. The Park Service and some police departments are trying it on patrol. As a consumer product, the Segway faces opposition from pedestrian advocates who don't like the idea of any motorized vehicle on sidewalks. But legislators who have to regulate much more dangerous products, such as ATVs and snowmobiles, aren't too worried about the little electric Segway. In fact, many seem pretty enamored with it. In just the past year, 31 states have already approved legislation allowing Segways to be used at low speeds on public sidewalks. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.